This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's the Sports Junkies on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Dent Day, Toby Altizer sitting in for the Junks on a President's Day. They are back along with the rest of the normal schedule on 106.7 The Fan on Tuesday. Toby, you told me at the beginning of the show that on Friday, because I asked how your weekend went, it's Valentine's Day, it was Valentine's weekend. I asked you and maybe a lovely lady got together, and you told me definitively, no, you did not. And that your guys on Friday, Grant and Danny, put you through a bachelor combine.
They did, yes.
And that you gave me your grades. We have Grant Paulson on the phone with us now, who is good enough to join us. So, Grant, I just want to double down here. What did you think of grading Toby as a bachelor? And then we're going to do the inverse, if you don't mind, where you put me through a fiance grading scale, if you will.
Indeed. Well, first of all, I'd like to say that I think I probably, in giving Toby a very high grade, I used my my prior knowledge of Toby as a really classy gentleman, and that factored in. I have been told by several people that maybe I gave him too high of a grade, but I'm going to stick with the grade that I gave Toby, which was, I believe I gave you a late one, early two, Tobes?
You gave me a day two, so second or third round grade, which I was thrilled with. I was thrilled with that.
Yeah. Now, I got some blowback for that when I got back to the office, right? My GM called me. He's like, I just watched the tape. Are we sure about that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing, you know, more of a third round grade. And I'm like, listen, I believe in the kid. I've met with him. I've met the parents. I've sat and looked him in the eyes. He wants to win. So I'm going to stand by my grade, and I got to say, I'm out on a limb here. I think I like the player maybe a little more than the industry, if you will.
Well, I appreciate that, Grant. I appreciate that.
Yeah, it's those interviews that can take you, though, from a third-day pick to a second-day pick. So I think that's actually a totally normal. Now, what
exactly
I am
right.
curious is
it's
what
not the
was
tape
the...
with Toby. I got to say that. It's not the tape. It's when you sit down across from him.
The guy.
You really get to know him. You get him up on the whiteboard. He starts drawing some X's and some O's. You know, you start really getting to the bottom of what he's going to do in crunch time. You know, what kind of guy he is, what kind of teammate he's going to be. That's when I think he really sold himself for me.
So what were some of the, when you put him through the bachelor combine, what were some of the criteria and what would also be applicable for me as I run through a fiance combine?
Yeah, that's a good point. So as is generally the case, it was pretty low rent for us. I think we basically just asked him a bunch of random questions in real time, and he answered them, and then that was our combine. And we called it something that didn't really in any way explain what it was.
I did ask him this morning, Grant. I was like, did you, because when I was single, I used to take advantage of Valentine's Day deals for myself when certain restaurants would do nice combos, like a 2 for $20 or something like that. He told me he
strong,
did not.
Yeah.
He did not take advantage of those.
Yeah, you got to do that. I mean, you got to find the place. You got to go because no one's going to turn you away. Like, oh, she's coming. You know, like, she'll be here. Don't worry. I mean, if anything, at that point, you think someone's going to come up and, like, question you? No, they're going to feel bad. Like, you're supposed to be here, man.
I don't know what to tell you. Extra if they see you sitting there by yourself for too long.
Exactly. Yeah, they're going to take good care of you. They're going to probably have a little empathy. Maybe you're going to get a dessert for free that night.
Yeah, maybe I should have gone for that. But I tell you what I was doing Friday nights was I was actually hanging out with Linnell Willingham. So I was here running the board for him. So I didn't get an opportunity.
Date among friends?
Yeah, I didn't get the opportunity to take up this idea of hitting up a restaurant, maybe taking advantage of being stood up.
I think we call that Palentine's Day.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. Palentine's.
Yeah, girls have galentines, fellas have palentines.
There we go.
All right, Grant, so we'll do this quick because you're a busy man and this is your off day, so you're making time for us. What do you need to know about myself to properly give me a grade? We spent some time in New Orleans together, got to know each other, ate plenty of meals, plenty of very good meals, I would say.
Yeah, so I got to say, I feel good about going into this. Just recently having been around you, having had a good time, seeing you on the road, seeing how you operate, I think that's important. I think you learn a lot about people when you travel, right? They always say the road trip is good for the team, for the camaraderie. So I think we're in a good place. I've got some good intel on you. But I do have some questions here just to kind of get to the bottom of maybe Denton Day, the fiance, if you will.
Okay.
All right, so I'll start with this. She makes a meal, but it's not great. What are we doing?
We are eating the entire meal. That is well. Let me. Can I ask a counter question?
Of course, you can.
How not great is not great?
Yeah. So it's super bland. It's not tasty, and like you wouldn't want her to keep making it and eat it for the rest of your life.
Okay. So what?
Like I'll go as far as to say, maybe there's some potential, but she's just not that good at it.
So what we would do in that scenario for that particular night, thankfully her and I have a selection of sauces that we like that we could add to a meal if it is feeling less bland. So we would use a sauce, maybe a Carolina Gold's barbecue sauce. We're a big fan of that. That's very, very
and
good.
She's going to see you going heavy on the sauce, so she knows he's not a big fan of this.
Well, so what it is we both like the sauce. So I suggest the sauce, and we share the camaraderie of enjoying the sauce with a meal, and then moving forward, when it's time for that meal to be cooked, we cook it together. It's a nice experience between the two of us, you know, get to cook, talk about the day, and then we go on about it.
That's a great answer, but I do need to clarify. At no point, whether that's after the fact or let her down easy the next day, do you coach her up a little bit and say, hey, I don't know how I felt about that.
If it was seasoned improperly, definitely. She's great. She can cook. She can handle an adjustment of the seasoning, certainly.
All right. I like that. How willing are you to watch a bad TV show with her?
So willing. I do it all the time. I do it all the time. We have shows that we like, but she loves this show called Ghosts on Paramount Plus. I don't know anything about it.
My mother-in-law loves that show. It stinks.
But we sit through it together, and I'll play on my phone. I'll read a book. But trust me, I've watched some Ghosts. I still don't understand the premise of it at all, but I've watched some Ghosts.
That is a network television show, to be clear, on CBS.
We watch it on Paramount.
Right, but I mean, it airs on CBS. Like,
yes.
You date a 64-year-old? You didn't tell me that. Like, what young person is watching any show on network television?
I think what with her it is that it popped up on Paramount, and we use Paramount a lot, so that she found it on Paramount.
Gotcha. All right, next question. When is the last time you encouraged a girl's day?
Very frequently. We are in the process of getting married, as you know, and leading up to it, she needs some time with the girls. So that means she got to talk a little bit of junk. You just get some things off her chest. Perfect. In fact, she has a girls' day coming up this Saturday.
Wow, look at you. Okay, so this is very thoughtful. I like that. Let's talk dishes in the sink, Denton. How often do you leave them there?
A lot.
I like the honesty of the answer.
Yeah, a lot.
A lot is like every time. Like, is she the dishwasher and you kind of have just decided that and you just leave your dish for her to wash?
I would say the washing is, we'll say 80-20. 80% her, 20% me. But I do have a little tick about myself. If I cook a meal, I don't really love it when someone else cleans the dishes. So I clean my own dishes, especially if it's something with like pasta sauce or so. I just feel bad watching somebody else scrub away if I made something rather messy.
But normal night, like let's say she makes food, you make food, whatever. You eat something, you get up, you walk the plate over, you just kind of drop it in the dishwasher and you know it'll be clean tomorrow.
More or less, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now that is going to be our first ding. And the reason is, what I have found in my experience as a married man of 7 years is that there's just backsliding on everything, right? So like whatever you're doing now, you're going to do less of, you're going to be worse at, you're going to exert so much less effort in years from now. So if you're already not washing the dishes regularly, I mean, you will wash dishes zero times in the year of 2036. Zero times.
But right now, we don't have a great functioning dishwasher. Mm. So that is also a problem. When I'll tell you what, the game is going to change when we get a great functioning dishwasher.
Okay. Let's talk bathroom stuff. How about toothpaste, like residualness in the sink after a teeth brushing situation? How cleanly are you with keeping the sink clear and clean?
Now that we share a sink from time to time, I'm much better about the cleanliness. When it was just me, not very great. But knowing that I'm sharing that, I've gotten much better about that.
But you said when it was just you, not very great. You will revert to all of your habits of when it's just you. Like that, we're newly together, and this is what I'm doing for today and now and the present. That all goes away, and you go back to your old habits. So what was your habit before you moved in with her?
The habit before was, it was never, like, the sink was never fully lined with, like, toothpaste residue, mouthwash residue, something like that. Like, I'm not an animal. But there was definitely a couple spots that might have been missed. So what I'd do is I would finish brushing my teeth, wash the bottom of the sink out with the water, you know, maybe splash it over some of the wider portions of the sink. But after a couple splashes, it was between the water and God at that point.
Right. Okay. And then the last one I've got is, what kind of sleeping pal are you? Are you a loud sleeper? Are you a tosser and turner? Are you the kind of guy that somehow wakes up and you've grabbed a pillow from the other side of the bed? Like, what are we talking about here?
No, I am a great sleeper. I have woken up a time or two to her hand weirdly being on my head. With a lot less blanket than I started with at the night. But I have never been... I've never been the one that has stolen the blanket.
Oh, look at you. Okay, so you are basically, in this sleeping relationship, you were kind of getting got, not doing the got.
I am definitely the one that is getting got, yes.
Okay, very good. Toby, do you have any questions for him?
I have questions about myself and my candidacy as a day two pick after listening to some of this, but no, I don't have any questions for Denton. I have nothing further to add.
Okay, I feel pretty good about being able to say, Denton, that I've watched enough tape, and I think we've had enough one-on-ones and the 30 visit and everything that we've done, that I'm ready to file a report for my general manager.
Would you like one more piece of information that could either directly sway this positively or negatively?
Look, anything that can help me make a better pick.
We did nothing romantic for Valentine's Day this weekend.
Really?
Ooh.
Really, but... here's the asterisk.
Why is that?
There you go. See, this is a good interview candidate because you're asking questions. So my future mother-in-law was in town this weekend. So we hung out with her. They went to a dress fitting on Saturday. Obviously, I did not go to that. But we ate Valentine's Day dinner with her mother, who had just flown in. We celebrated Valentine's Day a week early because we knew that we had this coming up. So it's a little bit of preparation getting Valentine's Day done before Valentine's Day. I feel like you got to be a real rookie if you're going out on Valentine's Day.
Understood. Just to be clear, when you talk about you did nothing romantic, you're saying you didn't take her anywhere on a date, you didn't take her to dinner. You're not just talking about physical intimacy.
No, yeah, I mean, we got seafood that we ate at the house with her mother. I did buy her flowers on Saturday. We did not have like a Valentine's Day date on Valentine's Day weekend.
Okay. So I actually, you're going to be surprised by this, I think. I think that actually prepares you well for the life ahead when things will get increasingly less romantic and less about you guys and more about your children and kind of whatever's going on in your sphere. So that actually bumps you up, not down in the sense. Although, you know, like if you're only doing flowers now, where are we in a few years again? Like you're rolling out the red carpet now. Because in 5 years, you're probably only doing flowers. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get that. But thankfully, we did our Valentine's Day date last week. As soon as, like, I got back from New Orleans. I got back from New Orleans on Friday. We did our date on Saturday.
Okay, I like that. So you, and also being able to just be a good hang with mother-in-law, taking care of her mom, making sure she feels good and comfortable. That's a win. That bumps you up the board a little bit.
And on top of that, I didn't make my future mother-in-law suffer through All-Star Saturday. So, I mean, that I think that should add me points, too.
Thank God for that. what was that? Team C? Like, what are we doing,
horrible,
by the way?
Horrible.
Enough. I mean, the hockey's got dudes beating each other up till they bleed, and we're doing Team C versus Team 11. Like, what is this? Get out of here with that. Okay, I am ready to rule, I believe, on this.
Okay.
Denton, I would consider taking you where the Washington Commanders pick.
There we go.
At the very end of the first round.
Hey, fifth-year option. I'll
like
it. Yeah, good money, fifth-year option.
Regrettably, I'm not going to.
Oh, rip.
And the reason is you won't be available, sir.
Ah.
You are going somewhere in the teens, I believe.
Oh, big money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is a first-round grade as far as fiancé grades go. Now, Danny might grade you lower because, frankly, I don't know what. Like, I'm the professor you want. He's the professor you don't want, it seems like. But I've got you in the middle of the first round, sir. I like where your head's at right now. I like what you're bringing to the party as a fiancé. I'm giving you a first-round grade.
I appreciate that. I would walk in with jewelry after being drafted like that, but let's be honest, she would get the jewelry, not me.
Mm.
And that's why I'm going top teens. There it is.
I like it. I like it.
That's why my guy is not going to be available for the Washington Commanders. If you want them, Commanders fans, you better trade up.
Trade up.
As someone with, you know, 1,900 followers on Twitter and my own podcast and someone that views themselves as a draft expert with my 6 listens on my podcast, I would also give him a first-round grade, Grant.
Here we go.
Attaboy, Toes.
Maybe I should have called Danny.
Danny might have found a way to move you down the board a little bit.
Yeah, Danny would have knocked you somewhere in there. He would have found a way. He would have found a way.
Grant, we appreciate the time. I appreciate you helping us out with our little silly bit here. Enjoy your day off.
All right, boys, be good.
And happy anniversary.
And happy anniversary. Yeah,
that's right. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you. We appreciate it.
That is Grant Paulson, good enough to partake in our relationship boot camp.
Yeah, no, I thought it was good. I thought he gave obviously some good advice as an experienced man himself, and I think you're going to go into marriage a little more prepared now for these last 20 minutes.
Yeah, I think I am. And I appreciate him for that. Looking forward to Girls Weekend this weekend. Well, I gotta figure out what I'm going to do.
Well, I will tell you this. I would not be getting drafted mid-teens if I were in the fiancé boot camp right now. So there might be some work needed to be done, but, you know, you kind of got to get to
it. I found out about the Girls Weekend. I knew about it, but then kind of like forgot about it. And then I found out about it last night. And I was like, what are we doing next week? And she's like, oh, I'm hanging out with the girls. And I was like, ugh, I should probably figure out something to do. I did not plan for this at all.
Unfortunately, there's nothing going on.
I could go see Captain America, but then I asked her, I might go see Captain America. She's like, I'd like to see Captain America.
Like, you needed this to be, what, 3 weeks later? 4 weeks later when we're talking March Madness?
Right. Thankfully, she's down with the March Madness.
Okay.
Yeah, she understands what it's going to be like on that Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Okay.
And that'll be, I'm trying to think, when does March Madness start? Yeah, that'll be our one, like, open weekend until the wedding. So that'll be perfect.
There you go. There you go. Tuned into College Hoops.
Tuned into College
all
Hoops.
All weekend.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it.
She will love every single bit of that, hopefully. All right, we are the Sports Junkies, the B-team Sports Junkies, the C-team Sports Junkies. I don't know what team we are, but I know we'd be playing in the four-team All-Star game if we were playing in the four-team All-Star game. He's Toby Altizer. I'm Denton Day. We'll get back to the Commanders when we get back here. Don't go anywhere. It's the Junkies. I want to 6-7 the Fan, the Team 980.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
It's the Sports Junkies on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Denton Day, Toby Altizer sitting in for the Junks on a President's Day. They are back tomorrow. Big credit to Grant Paulson, who just jumped on with us, Toby. We had a great time with him. I got great news for you, the listener. You can live it up in Sin City. It's the Slam Dunk in Vegas on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Listen for your chance to win a flyaway trip to Las Vegas with three friends and $20,000 in spending money for the first two rounds of the college basketball tournament. You'll stay in the Circa Resort and Casino, Las Vegas's premier viewing destination, and visit the biggest March hoops party at the Stadium Swim. Winning is easy. Just download the free Odyssey app, log in, and listen to the Team 980 or 106.7 The Fan for a chance to win the experience of a lifetime. Listen each day for an hour to earn your daily entry. This is a national contest. More details available at odyssey.com/slam dunk.
I think the real question, Denton, is if you were given the chance with 20 grand and three friends to go to Vegas, would your grade go down on the fiance combine?
Yeah, probably. It's generally not good when you run away for a couple of days, you know, with $20,000.
It sounds like a good time, though. Sounds like a heck of a time.
It does sound like a great time. It wouldn't take me long to get $20,000 down the hole in Vegas.
Correct.
It would not take long at all. Between meals and the gambling, it'd be very easy.
Might be the easiest spot to throw $20,000 down the drain in the entire world. Like, it might be the easiest spot to just see that disappear.
You could do it in 5 minutes if you really wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
You play table games at all?
No.
No? Have you been to a casino before?
I've walked through them.
You love that cleaning agent that all of them use. They all smell the same.
Oh yeah, it's great.
It's great.
Nothing better than that.
I'm not terrible at certain poker games. Not awful. Not good at blackjack.
Yeah, I'm just I'm not good at any of the games that involve a little bit of luck.
Fair enough. Pushing forward entirely. I was going to make a segue about luck. I couldn't come up with one. I don't have luck, though.
Yeah.
I have Jane Daniels, and Jane Daniels makes me lucky, right? So we're looking at this article. ESPN is doing a 2025 NFL prediction, Super Bowl 60 pick, MVPs, breakouts, the like. They have a number of analysts. You got Matt Bowen, Jeremy Fowler, Dan Graziano, Kalen Kohler, I think that's how you say that
name. I think so, yeah.
Pamela Maldonado, she's awesome. I like her a lot. Eric Moody, Jason Reed, Aaron Schatz, Ben Solak, Mike Tannenbaum, Lindsay Theory, Seth Walter, Field Yates. And they asked them all the same questions. They asked about Super Bowl 60, MVPs, free agent signings, and some of them think very highly of our Washington Commanders here, Toby.
Yeah, it's nice to see. The tough part I have here, you know, we're going to get into this in just a second with Super Bowls and who they have for MVPs. And shocker, if we're bringing this up, the Commanders are probably in some of this. Jaden Daniels is probably in some of this. The hard part I have with this, Denton, is I don't even know what this roster is going to look like next year. I know some of the foundation, obviously Jaden, Terry, you're going to have B-Rob and Eckler, and you're going to have Sanra Still and Luvu. And outside of those sorts of pillars, it could be any one of a number of things. It could be a really good football team that you look on paper and say, wow, they're 10 times better. It could also be a team that you're like, eh, a little bit better.
Right.
Granted, quarterback is the most important position, and so you're going to feel good regardless. But I don't know what the team's going to look like yet.
Yeah, that is something that I wrestle with in these kinds of conversations because, like, for example, Matt Bowen has the Lions over the Ravens in the Super Bowl, but Dan Graziano has the Chiefs over the Commanders. You're like, well, first of all, I don't know what Washington's going to look like. I don't know what Kansas City's going to look like. I don't know what anyone's going to look like. Pamela Maldonado has the Bengals over the Commanders. So the Commanders are in the Super Bowl predictions twice on this list, but they win in zero of them. But if I would have seen the Commanders and the Chiefs 2 weeks ago, we would be celebrating. Well, we would be the ones that were drunk on Constitution.
Correct. And the crazy part is, we were talking about this in one of the breaks, is they were showing some highlights of one of these games. And if something changes, right? I mean, L.A. was down there with a chance to beat Philadelphia in the snow with the link.
Yeah.
With a real shot to win that thing. They came up short. They can't win it. What happens if the Rams had won that game? Are we talking totally different where we're still on a Super Bowl high? Because I think if Washington faced off with the Rams, I would have taken my chances there. I would think that they could win.
I took my chances with Philadelphia, so I definitely would have taken the chances with the Rams.
And I think if you're playing Kansas City, if that were to be the case, look, there's no chance that Washington's D-line would do what Philly's D-line did. But I could they have put up the same amount of points as Philadelphia? I think so. So they could have very well been celebrating and having a parade down Constitution on Friday. Like, that's the crazy part about this.
How much fun would that have been?
They're right there. And that's something that it almost has to still sink in for me, is that, like, we're no longer talking about a team where you're hopeful and you're looking down the line 10 years and saying maybe someday. You're now living in it where they could realistically win the Super Bowl next year and it wouldn't be the biggest shocker in sports history. How wild is that?
It is pretty crazy. I will say, generally speaking, I hate these kinds of lists because everything that is being said about Washington was said about Houston last year. And Houston did not do all of the things that they were expected. Now, I like Jaden Daniels more than I like C.J. Stroud. I liked Jaden Daniels coming out of college more than I liked C.J. Stroud coming out of college. But I look at this MVP portion of this list, Toby, and Graziano says Jaden Daniels is going to win MVP for the Commanders. Moody on this list says Jaden Daniels is going to win MVP for the Commanders. And Lindsay Theory says Jaden Daniels is going to win MVP. So that's three people saying that Jaden Daniels is going to win MVP. It's crazy. But I do think a lot of that is going to depend on some of the stuff that is around him. Because what we saw with Houston in particular, just using them as a comparison piece, they got a lot better around C.J. Stroud, except for the one really important issue of the people to block for him. And he was running for his life in a lot of the games towards the end of the season. Washington has to get better at the offensive line if these predictions of Jaden Daniels becoming MVP are going to come to fruition.
So I think there's two things here. You're right about the O-line, and that's where it all starts. I think for Houston with C.J. Stroud versus here with Jaden Daniels, Jaden Daniels can cover up maybe the worst offensive line possible because of his ability to scramble, his ability to move. You know, I just remember Tom Brady commentating the Detroit Lions game, and there was a free rusher off the left, and you could almost hear the jealousy in Tom's voice where he goes, "They get a free blitzer and Jaden just runs away." Like, he's like, "What the heck? I could have never imagined doing that." You get a free blitzing DB and Jaden just goes, "Skirt, I'm gone." And see, like, I don't know how he's able to do that. Well, CJ can't do that as well. So I think he can get away with, you know what, he can cover up an O-line a little bit more than CJ can. That not saying you disregard that. But to me, Denton, I'm curious on your thoughts on this. The most important part of this, yes, it's the roster and stuff that's around him. I don't think it's any coincidence that Bobby Slowick is no longer the offensive coordinator in Houston. They stunk.
Yeah.
And he didn't help him out at all. And I'm not saying that Cliff's going to have that happen. I'm pretty confident that Cliff won't have that happen. But I think maybe the most important person for all of this to make sure Jaden doesn't take the step back like we saw Stroud have, like the Texans had this year, because they improved. Definitively, their offense, maybe outside of O-line, is better than it was last year. Joe Mixon, Stephon Diggs, those things. I understand some injuries in there, but Bobby Slowick was not good this year. There's a reason he's fired. I don't think Cliff's going to have that happen, but it's going to be important for him to build off of this year versus taking a step back.
Some of that is also personality as well. Apparently, Slowick was behind closed doors maybe a bit more emotional than Houston was looking for. I read some story about how he's like crying. I have no idea if it's true or not. I don't know. He wanted to be taken more seriously. He wasn't.
I don't think Cliff is a overly emotional guy.
Yeah, I think the relationship between Cliff and Jaden is significantly better than 100%. What was with, you know, Slowick and C.J. Stroud, because I think Jaden is a little bit easier to deal with than C.J. Stroud is. I was surrounded by a lot of guys in Houston, and they didn't say anything bad about C.J. Stroud, but they did mention, like, he is the smartest guy in the room. Just ask him. Whereas I don't think that Jaden approaches most situations, any situation, like that. He seems to come from a standpoint of, like, massive amounts of humility, whether he is the smartest guy in the room or not. And arguably, he's going to be the smartest guy in the room a lot of places. But the way that he handles himself seems to be very different from that of C.J. Stroud, which also is going to play a factor into that.
Yeah, I think Cliff, this is a really good point by you. Like, Cliff and Jaden working together is not offensive coordinator quarterback like most people. It's collaborative.
It's
like
it's
a lot of these play callers and quarterbacks became over time, right? Where that's how they get. I think it's similar with like an Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, right? obviously Reed's the head coach. Obviously Mahomes is the quarterback. But when they're going through a game plan, it's collaborative. It's, hey, let's do this. And Jaden kind of said as much down on Radio Row, basically saying, hey, if I saw something with Cliff, I'd go into his office at Cliff. I don't like this, dude. And Cliff will, you know, maybe make his point and say, hey, let's try it one more day. But I think those two guys working together versus saying, hey, you're going to run my stuff, or hey this
I
stuff
don't want to run this. Right.
Correct. So I think those two working together almost as one versus two guys trying to battle it out and play tug of war with who's the real one in charge, I think definitely helps out.
Yeah, the culture here is very different, I think, than Houston. I don't know what Houston's locker room is like, but I know what it's like here. And at least based off of one season, assuming that they keep some of the guys that are going to keep this culture moving in the right direction, it feels like Washington would be better set than Houston in not taking a massive step back, although the schedule is going to be significantly more difficult.
You want to know one way that Jaden Daniels can be much different than CJ Stroud? Don't spend your entire offseason with Micah Parsons.
Please. Please.
Please. Like, I don't need to see you. They were everywhere. They're like in Asia together.
They were best
all
friends.
Over. Like, I don't need to see you, Jaden, with all those dudes. Now, heck, he might do that with Malik Nabers.
Malik Nabers, Brandon Ayuk. I mean, you guys friends. I get that. I'd like him to spend some time with Micah Parsons maybe next season when he's a member of this team, when Dallas does not sign him to $40 million per year.
I will say this, too. I we'll see. There's still time to go here, so you don't want to get ahead of yourself. But remember when we were talking about Jaden Daniels' mom as a negative? It was a discussion point. Maybe not everyone felt that way.
It definitely was.
But before the draft, it was like, oh my gosh, she's going to hover over. Credit to Miss Jackson, because she has handled this perfectly, where I didn't see Jaden in commercials. I didn't see Jaden putting Instagram ads. I didn't see any of that during the season. Season's over now.
Yeah, they're coming now.
I've seen colognes. I've seen him with Celsius.
You're drinking now.
I've seen him doing all sorts of stuff, but it's not overpowering either. Like, I think
that in the offseason. You want to do anything? Do that in the offseason. Just do it when it don't. It would have been terrible if these Celsius ads dropped in the midst of that losing streak.
Correct. And I think that's a credit to Jaden, obviously, and being brought up right, but his mom helping him out too.
Or like, remember when Chase Young came back from injury with a Chipotle reveal, and you're just like, ugh. Like, this can't be real.
But this just shows some maturity. An understanding. If you go back to the NIL documentary they made about him at LSU, he basically said, look, I mean, I could make some money here at LSU, but I'm more so worried about getting that big time contract in the NFL. That's going to make me way more. It feels like he's doing the same thing here, understanding that the endorsements will come, but you have to be wise in how you do it.
On this list, there is a choose a player or coach that will break out in 2025, and a commander is on this list. I'll share with you who that is when we get back as we wrap our show up. It's Denton Day and Toby Altizer in for the Junkies on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. It's the Sports Junkies, 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Denton Day, Toby Altizer sitting in for the Junkies. They are back tomorrow. Doc Walker follows us in about 13 minutes here on The Fan and the Team 980. We're looking at this list that ESPN put out for 2025. And one of the categories that they asked their experts, Toby, was who is the one coach or player that will break out in 2025? And there is a Washington Commander on this list. If you go down to the final little half here, I think they got like 13 people here. The ninth guy on this list, Mike Tannenbaum. You see him on Get Up. You see him on Get Up, and what I don't know what other shows he's on. I don't watch ESPN programming, but he's on Get Up. I know that for sure.
He's on Get Up pretty frequently.
You see him on Get Up, and he thinks that this Washington Commander is going to break out. If you're listening at home, please sit down. If you're listening in the car, make sure you don't drive off the road.
This is a pretty shocking name, honestly.
This is a stunning name. He thinks that Jaden Daniels is going to break out in 2025. Ring, 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 Mr. Tannenbaum. 2024 wants its hot take back. Are you serious?
I think that Jaden Daniels is going to break out and be a top five quarterback. Wait, already is.
This is the explanation. Jaden Daniels, quarterback for the Commanders. With a full offseason, he will vault into superstar status. Again, November wants its hot take back. Washington will certainly enhance its offensive line and depth at skill positions, and Daniels will only continue to improve.
So one thing that I really like about this season is Jaden felt like a star going into the
playoffs. He is a star.
Well, he felt like a star going into the playoffs, right?
Yes.
They're obviously the Sunday night game against Tampa, and then they win that game, and they beat Detroit. He's a superstar now after that playoff run. With what he was able to do down the stretch of the season, all the memorable moments, but then into the playoffs, this is where I think if the season had ended in week 18 and there was no playoff run, maybe this would have still worked. I'm sorry, when you go into Detroit and do what he did, he's a superstar.
He's a superstar. He's when you go into Philadelphia in the NFC Championship game, they didn't lose the game because of him.
No,
we watched the Chiefs really struggle because Mahomes couldn't get it done against that defense. At the very least, Jaden Daniels was getting it done against that defense.
Who was the most sought-after interview on Radio Row when you were down in New Orleans?
So there were three guys that had massive, massive followings. Most players did, like when Myles Garrett came in. Myles Garrett walked in two days after. He walked in with a smile on his face like Kendrick Lamar when he looked at the camera talking about, say, Drake. Miles Garrett walked in with a smile on his face because he just requested a trade, and he knew that he was Top Gun here. He did not have as many people falling around him as Jaden Daniels. Jaden Daniels was, I would say, third on the list in terms of biggest entourages. The only two people that had bigger entourages were Joe Burrow and Stephen A. Smith. Stephen A. Smith had about 80 people.
And by the way, both superstars.
Both superstars. Everybody wanted to talk to Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
Everybody wanted to see Jaden Daniels.
He's a superstar. He's one of the guys that everyone wants his jersey. In a modern world where the NFL doesn't do this as much, and I really appreciate that they don't, but in a modern world where it's very player-focused like the NBA, people are buying Jaden jerseys. Not just people here in the DMV.
Everywhere.
People all around the country want a part of the Jaden Daniels hype train because he's so much fun to watch. So I understand where Tannenbaum's coming from, saying like, oh, he's going to take that next step. But to me, I don't even know that he has to take the next step. If he played at this level for the rest of his career, he's a Hall of Famer.
He's a Hall of Famer, right.
Yeah.
What they need is that the defense takes a step. What they need is that the offensive line takes a step. He is, obviously, I still want him to improve. There are things he could get better at, certainly. That is not, he's not a perfect player by any stretch of the imagination. But to think that he's already not a superstar is a little silly.
Yeah, it's a little bit wild. I mean, Grant had a guy tell him while he was in New Orleans, an NFL coach, say, if I had to start a franchise,
you're taking number five.
I'm taking five in Washington. How wild is that? They're taking Jaden Daniels over Patrick Mahomes. And I know contract
Burrow.
And some of these things play into it, but you've got a legit weapon. Like,
yeah.
This is something where this team, and it shows how important this position is, and, you know, the first time in our lives that they've had this sort of thing where you went from, okay, maybe they can be good in the next couple of years to, holy smoke, Super Bowl window wide open. I mean, it's just crazy how much of a difference 1 year makes. And I don't think it's any coincidence. The first time in my life they have a legit organizational structure where the general manager is making the picks, where he's working alongside the coach, and the coach is working with his OC, and they're all, you know, doing it correctly. You get the quarterback. It feels good to have some synergy in our organization.
It's crazy what happens when you let the football people do the football. What a wild concept that is. Now, with the good, there is the bad on this list, because if you scroll down a little bit, Aaron Schatz says the team's taking a step back. He said, when a team pulls off a magical run to the conference championship, despite not being one of the two or three best teams in the conference, they're not, but they have best player in the conference, you usually see a step back the following season. And when quarterbacks are as good as Jaden Daniels was as a rookie, they usually don't take the step forward that fans expect because they're already very good and there's not much room to improve.
I think this is a valid point, but I also would have to ask him what he means by this, because 12 wins to 10 wins, I think, is very realistic. Right, going from a 12-win season to a 10-win season,
especially with the schedule, would be taking a step back.
But is the team worse? Right, like maybe on the record wise, they might, because to expect them to win 13 games next year and improve is a little bit crazy, right?
There's a lot.
In order for them to improve next season, that means they have to go to the Super Bowl, right? Like, I don't know that you can throw that expectation right away. But I think the team, hopefully, if Peters does his job, is going to be better on paper. They're going to hopefully play at the same level. Because I think what Dan Quinn and company did this year, the coaching staff, is all those dudes were playing to their highest potential. If you can do that again with a better roster, even if they don't win 12 games, they might still be a better team next year than they are this year. A lot of that's going to depend on Jaden, though.
Yeah, so look, if they win 11 games, and that's viewed as a step back, but then they still get to the Super Bowl, as you mentioned, I'll take the step back. I'm okay. I'll tell you, sign me up for that step back immediately. That is the question that I would have, is like, is a step back about their regular season record or where they wind up in the playoffs? Because I feel pretty confident the regular season, the opponents they have next year in terms of like on the road and stuff, it's tough. You got a tough schedule. You had the benefit of a bad schedule this year. You play a much tougher schedule next year. That is just an accurate portrayal of what is going to take place, but I'm still going to trust number five.
So the thing that I think is interesting here is we talked about this team earlier taking a step back in their year two, and that's Houston. But Houston still won a playoff game this year. They still made it in, found a way to win their playoff game. Would you just take that if you're Washington for next season, where I'm not going to tell you how many wins they're going to have, but let's say for sure they're going to make the playoffs and win a playoff game. Is that fine with you? Like, I feel like maybe a lot of fans would get greedy and say, sure, as long as they get to the NFC Championship and win and then win a Super Bowl, right? Like,
right.
I feel like a lot of fans now are looking at it saying it's Super Bowl or bust almost, which I think is a little bit premature, but I think a lot of fans are starting to feel that way.
I think a lot of fans are. It's why I hate these lists this early in the offseason.
Yeah, 100%.
Absolutely hate them. But they help us.
Well,
our job.
It makes
our job a lot easier.
Like we said, this team could look a lot of different ways in the next couple of months because, frankly, there's a lot of free agents. There's a lot of cap room. We still got a draft to go, but feels pretty good when you're scrolling a list and people are saying your quarterback's going to win MVP and you're a couple of people saying you're going to be in the Super Bowl.
Not a bad problem to have. All right, that's it for us. Big thanks to all those who tuned in and Grant Paulson for jumping on with us. The DOC, Doc Walker, on the way next on a President's Day on 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.